On Midwest Week, the newest members for the Quad City Sports Hall of Fame. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Don Doxey, sports writer and columnist for the Quad City Times. So remind us, Don, when did you all start the Hall of Fame and why?
Well, it began in 1987. The Times started it as a way to honor people connected with sports in the Quad Cities, and it's hung around for a long time here.
Remind us where it's located, too.
Well, you're not going to be able to see them right now, but they are on the suite level of modern Woodman Park in Davenport, the baseball stadium. And there's a very nice display down one of the hallways of the suite level. And someday soon, hopefully, you'll be able to get to the ballpark, which right now is an island in the stream.
But, that's right.
That's where they're located. The River Bandits have been very gracious as far as allotting us space to hang all these plaques, and there's more than 100 of them now there. So that's where they are.
And how does it work as far as nominations and who's selected?
Well, there's a ballot that's compiled, and we get new nominations from people every year. And there are more than 80 people that vote on it. There's
Including myself.
Including yourself, yes. Local people involved in the media, but also just local sports officials, and then anybody that's in the Hall of Fame also gets a vote. So it's a pretty long list of people to get this big, long ballot with very short bios of people, and the voting's done in two stages, and we pick three every year.
And that's a lot of emails you have to deal with every
year.
Well,
it is, yeah. And I've been doing it from the very beginning of this, but it's easier now because we do it by email. And before, it was a lot of postage that went out to send all those ballots out to people. So
and a lot of phone calls too.
Exactly.
Now tell us first about Curtis Craig. You referred to him as versatile and accomplished.
Curtis from Davenport this area is really known for producing great high school running backs, and he was really kind of the first one. Played for Davenport Central in 1971, 72, 73. In 1973, had just had an unbelievable year. I can't remember the exact numbers. It's over 1,700 yards, 30 touchdowns, 246 yards and 5 touchdowns in the state championship game, helping Central win their first state title. But he was much more than that. He also was a great wrestler. He lost 6 matches in his entire 3-year varsity career in wrestling. never won a state title out of it because almost all those losses were at the state tournament. Also was very good in track, ran on 4 state winning relays. Davenport Central back then was winning state titles in track very easily almost every year. So, and he was a big part of that. So he just a very, very accomplished athlete at the high school level.
Now he went on to start Nebraskan football. Did he ever play in the NFL?
He did not. He started for most of 3 years at Nebraska as a wingback. If people remember Johnny Rogers, who won a Heisman Trophy, he more or less stepped into Johnny Rogers' role after he was gone. But he never played in the NFL. For one thing, NFL teams don't employ wingbacks, so he tried out as wide receiver and got a shot. Got a chance to try out with the Buffalo Bills. But after getting cut the first year, decided he didn't want to pursue it any further. He just got on with his life rather than trying to go and play anywhere else.
Now, is he still in sports in any way?
He's not in sports, but he's in education. He's worked in a variety of different jobs through the years working with kids. He started a program in L.A., that dealt with kids who'd been involved with gangs, and it was kind of modeled after the Boys Town program back in Nebraska where he played in college. And he's still doing something similar to that. He's a campus supervisor for a Southeast High School in Lincoln where he, you know, deals with kids every day and with their problems and trying to get them on the right path towards life.
Okay. Now, the second person you also referred to as versatile and accomplished, and I think she probably feels a bit, is Jamie Olson.
Yeah, Jamie had a very unusual and very, very good high school career, but what's unusual about it is her two sports were basketball and swimming. And you don't there are very, very few athletes that I can think of who those were their two sports. They just don't go together. But she won state swimming titles at Bettendorf High School. And also was probably the best girls basketball player in the state at the same time. Very unusual. And she was an easy winner of our Athlete of the Year award in, whatever year that would have been, 94 or 95, I think. So, you know, that's handed out at the same Salute to Sports event. She won that easily that year. Mm-hmm. Went on to a very good basketball career. She gave up swimming, but went on to a very good basketball career at Iowa State. Left Iowa State holding, I think, 28 school records. So it's a career scoring leader, career rebounding leader. She was there when Bill Fennelly from Davenport became the head coach. And of course, Bill's still there and was a big part of getting that program headed towards what it is today, which is mm-hmm. a really, really good basketball program.
Now, did she stay in sports after college, or she's gone on to be, I think, a school principal, right?
She is, but she also spent 6 or 7 years as the girls basketball coach at her alma mater at Bendorf High School. I think gave that and did a very good job there. Got out of it, I think, because of family reasons. She had some young children and things, but she's still involved in education. As you said, she's a principal in the Bendorf district mm-hmm. and not really directly involved with sports, but...
Still coaching, sort of.
Yeah, I think she has children of her own and nieces and nephews that she coaches.
A principal might qualify as a coach of some kind.
I think so, too, yeah.
Now, the third person for this year is someone that I've been voting for several years, Murray Hurt, but not an athlete himself.
No, not at all. Murray was a sports writer. We've got a few of those in our Hall of Fame. And you're not the only one. A lot of people have been voting for him. He's been one of those people who's been like just a near miss mm-hmm. several years in a row. So I'm glad to finally get Murray into this. And started out, became a full-time sports writer at the age of 17. graduated from high school in Galesburg, and like the next day went to work as a sports writer at the Galesburg Register-Mail.
Mm-hmm. Would you call that a calling? It sounds like he really didn't ever want to do anything else.
I would say so, yeah. And mm-hmm. And he apparently was very, very good at it right from the beginning. Mm-hmm. His mother had Murray's brother, Nolan, also became a sports writer, but their mother really was a stickler for using the language correctly. So those kids at a very early age were very good writers. So he did that and then eventually ended up doing some time in the service, became the assistant sports editor of the Rock Island Argus and eventually the sports editor, and was at the Argus, I think, for over 40 years. And just was somebody that everybody knew, and he knew everybody, and was just a tremendous part of the Rock Island community for many, many years.
And you mentioned in your story that people talked about his writing, not just that he covered sports and knew everybody, but he was a great writer as well.
Yeah, he just had a style that resonated with people for whatever reason. You know, he loved writing about people. He wasn't hung up on all the statistics and everything else. He loved writing about people and you know, as I know from being in this business, people like reading about other people. It's just kind of the way it is. So he really, something in his writing really touched people and resonated with them.
Okay. And the last thing, of course, we have to talk about, Don, is where and when, and also about the young athletes you'll be honoring.
Yeah, our Salute to Sports event, we're trying something new this year. It's always been on a Wednesday night. We're going to do it on a Sunday afternoon. Okay. And we found doing it on weeknights, kids... you know, there's always somebody that can't attend because they've got an athletic event or something. So it'll be this coming Sunday afternoon, May 5th, 4 o'clock at Bettendorf High School. It'll be the 38th annual Salute to Sports. We honor the top high school athletes in the area. We name male and female athlete of the year, teams of the year, along with having inductions into the Hall of Fame.